Please be seated for our readings. Gabriel.
Morena whānau. Slight change in the readings today. The first one is from Matthew. Second one also from Matthew, on account of the teaching that will be delivered. So we'll start with Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. The temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All of this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Whakarongo ki te kupu te wairua ki te hāhei. And the gospel reading is from Matthew 6, verses 19 to 24. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is the gospel of Christ. Te rongopai tēnei a te karaiti.
Good morning. If anyone hasn't met me, I'm Penny. I'm a lay preacher at this church. And welcome to those that are watching online too. Let's pray. Lord, search our hearts today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. I chose to change the Old Testament reading this morning for the second reading in Matthew because I know that those of you who are doing the Lenten study have been reflecting on Jesus' temptation in the wilderness this week, and I believe in week one too, so we're getting quite familiar with this passage, I think. And I think that this passage reflects the first time that we know that Jesus took time apart in silence and solitude in a place that he did not know. And I think he probably did this to clear his mind and to make sure that he was clear on his call. And we can see the benefits of that in his responses when he was attacked by the devil or challenged by the devil. So today I want to take a little bit of time to talk about silence and solitude, and the silence and solitude of the wilderness and the treasure that it can deliver. Let's talk about Lent. Now, I know that to those that have never been exposed to it, it may seem like a ritualistic and archaic practice. I thought that too. It's about giving up or taking up something as preparation for Easter. And thinking back, like most people, I think I first gave up chocolate. Didn't seem too hard. I mean, it wasn't pleasant, but, you know. Once I gave up coffee, and that nearly killed me. But other times I have picked things up, like I joined two choirs one year, and then I just couldn't bring myself to leave either of them because it was such a great benefit in my life. This year I was at a bit of a loss as to what I should do, you know, what was new, what was different. And so I prayed the world's most dangerous prayer. Do you know what that is? Lord, what do you want? I know, it must have been a moment of madness. And God did not disappoint. I'd been sort of throwing some things in my mind, and I'd been reflecting on my financial tithing, and I felt him prompt me, what about your time? Well, I do my daily reflections with Lectio 365, as some of you have heard. But I knew that it wasn't enough. And what God meant was you and me time. Just God and me. You and me. No music. No scripture. Just me and God in silence together. And I can echo Henry Nouwen's description of it as a furnace of transformation. And I should not have been surprised, because it tells us that even Jesus, the Son of God, regularly made time to embrace silence and solitude, to spend time with his Father. Now, I didn't really realize how afraid of silence I was, or rather I am. But it's awkward, isn't it? Sitting in full view of your Creator, with nothing to hide behind. You're wondering how long. How long did I give it? Well, I worked it out, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days in a week. 10% of my time in a week is 21 minutes. So I set a timer for 21 minutes. And I close my eyes and I wait for time to pass, while just letting thoughts come and go and centering back on God. And it's true that a number of times I find myself checking the timer, but it is happening less. I've fallen asleep once, but I'm sure God understood that. And so far, I haven't found it helpful to remind myself that God actually sees me like this all the time, every day, the pure penny. My mind boggles at that thought, even though I know it's true. But it's been interesting how much noise I have found in my brain. How I distract myself from the real me with to-do lists, groceries, the news, previous interactions, beliefs, perspectives. They've all featured. Some have just been idle annoyances, but others have made me look with new eyes at my life, my memories, my perspectives. And I think that that really is the point of a Lenten practice. It helps to put into sharp relief the things that distract us from the real thing, the main thing, God, and being real with him. Yes, I could have started this without there being a Lent, but would I have? Probably not. I think it's far more likely that I would just have kept hurtling through life as usual. Mainly my way, with a bit of God thrown in where possible. Not great. In Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6, and I just want to reflect that we are still in the Sermon on the Mount, he encourages us not to invest in the things that are transitory, in the transient, but rather to focus on the eternal, our treasures in heaven. He encourages us to look with good eyes. In the scripture I was looking at, it said healthy eyes. To look with healthy eyes at ourselves, at our lives, so that we can become full of light. And I was reminded of this yesterday morning in something I read, that the very first thing that God said was, "Let there be light." Let there be light. That's what God wants in all of us. Light. So we don't need to approach this task of self-examination with fear. I mean, Jesus is the light of the world. Actually, in this morning's reflection in the news sheet, David compares Venus and how Jesus is the morning star. The light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, and he is in us, and he is with us. So I think that what I've been learning this Lent is to look. And I don't always like what I see. Some of the clips, the sound bites that have come back to my mind smack of sins that I didn't think I was prone to, including some of those seven deadly sins, you know, pride, envy, greed, apathy, wrath, lust, gluttony. And when I consider the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, I find myself lacking there too. So this Lenten practice is training my eye to take a good look and to be honest about what is there and what isn't. And then I can bring those things before the one who loves me best, who knows me best. I don't need to focus on what the world values, wealth and all that comes from it, materialism. Who am I without all of those things, without a nice blue dress, without a new pair of sneakers, without a new kitchen? What will remain when it is only God and me in eternity? One of the desert fathers, St. Anthony of Egypt, put it this way: renounce this life so that you may be alive to God. Now, why does Jesus talk about eyes in this passage? Well, because obviously the eyes are the lamp of the body. The view we have through our eyes shapes our hearts to serve our master. So we have to consider who our master is. We call ourselves Christians, Christians. So we're saying that our master is Christ. Is that true in our lives? Do they reflect that Jesus is who we seek, or is it the new kitchen, or perhaps a new stock that will make amazing gains. A new game. In the verses preceding our passage this morning, that's the one about our treasures in heaven, because we had two Gospels. In the passage before that, Jesus is talking about hypocrisy. Sorry, I keep losing my place. About keeping your acts from God a secret. It's just between you and God. So no public show, no sackcloth or ashes when you're praying and fasting. Jesus has just taught that God doesn't actually care much for that. What he cares about is what's going on in here, right in our hearts. And even if you can trick everybody else into believing that what you're doing is for God, you know what's really for God. You know the truth of it. And that's why he says, if your eyes are unhealthy, then your whole body is full of darkness. So it's all about the lens that you're looking through and the treasure that you're seeking to gain. Earthly pleasures are transient at best. Our destination is heaven. We should be seeking what will still be of value when we get there. And in truth, the heavenly things we seek are also of great value here on earth, like the Holy Spirit in our life and the fruits of the Spirit that come from the Spirit's presence working in us. Before I began my Lenten practice of 21 minutes, I didn't look, so I didn't see. And I have learned from this that I must look with God at my life, at myself. Light is so important. In Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, he says that our God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. So far, I've emphasized some of the confronting learning that I've had so far in my Lenten act. But it is in these same times of reflection that I often find myself awed at the goodness of God. And I grow my awareness of myself as his beloved, his child, even his friend. After St. Anthony of Egypt had spent many years in silence and solitude, it was said of him that he became radiant with love, and that through this he achieved much. Now that seems like something worth striving for. A treasure that is worthy of heaven. Our reading this morning finishes with Jesus saying, you cannot serve both God and money. Some say mammon. It's sort of materialism. You cannot serve two masters. And the choice for us here seems obvious. But the truth is that we live in the world, but not of it. So it's not easy. It's hard. Coming back to Henry Nouwen, he described solitude as the place where Christ remodels us in his own image and frees us from the victimizing compulsions of the world. And I encourage you to draw close to him, to seek him in silence, and wait. And I'm going to give you that little challenge right now. We're going to spend the last 2 minutes. It's only 2 minutes, I promise. It won't go over 2 minutes. It's probably less than that. Teaching you an aid to help you practice this. And I hope that you will find it as useful as I have. So we're going to do a short meditation based on Psalm 46, verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." So don't panic. You just need to relax. This is God, who knows you perfectly, who loves you. And I will just guide you. Just quiet yourself and be open to God, to what the Lord is saying to you and doing in you. Here we go. Be. Be still. Be still and be still and know be still and know that be still and know that I be still and know that I am be still and know that I am God. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to save us, for showing us the way to the Father. Help us as we go out into our week to journey with you, taking time to be with you and to see ourselves through your light-filled eyes. Amen.
Please stand. The splendor of her clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. To age he stands, time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. God had three in one, Father, Spirit, Son. lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great, how great is our God.
All right.
The name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. You are the name above all names, worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Blessed
are you, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use these offerings for the glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. Please be seated. Just a short notice from Hannah and the children. For parents, if you want to invite your children to come from their play school, as it were, and join with the communion, do that in the future. Somebody will be up there to let them know that we've started, but if you want to go up and bring your children and include the service, then they're inviting you to come. The Lord is here.
Our spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift
them. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Father, through Jesus, your Son, for these 40 days. You lead us into the desert of repentance, that through the pilgrimage of prayer and discipling, we can grow in grace and learn to be your people once again, through fasting, prayer, the acts of service, that you bring us back to your generous heart. Through the study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands and welcome others into this glorious splendour of your love. And so we join with the saints and the angels and with the company of heaven forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
As we remember your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the good things he did, the people he healed, the way he served, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and wine which we receive may be to us his body and blood. As we remember your Son, on the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave it to them, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this to remember me. Now after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as we drink it to remember you.
Christ is right. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy, hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from above.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
And united in Christ, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honour, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. And as Christ teaches us, we pray the family prayer together, singing English. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We
are many, are one body. We all share the one bread. Haere mai e te kahua, a te atua. Haere mai ki te tepu, a te karaiti. Come, God's family, come to the table of the Lord.